This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan, with me, Joyce Goh. Tensions over trade between China and the US are escalating. Just yesterday, China announced a new tariffs on 128 US products. It's said to be impacting the stock market, with the S&P 500 closing yesterday at the lowest level since early February. How should investors invest in the current volatile and uncertain environment? We ask Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist with the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York. Joyce, you're speaking to him.
Hi, Joe. China has fired a shot and announced that it's imposing new tariffs on 128 U.S. products. So how should investors invest in the midst of these escalating global trade tensions?
Well, you got to take the trade tensions. I think they're going to be with us for some time, but we don't think it's going to derail the U.S. economic expansion. Earnings are going to be pretty robust for Q1, 2, and 3. Global equities are still doing quite well. So there's a lot of trade tensions between the United States and China, but I don't think it leads to a global recession. I think smarter heads will prevail and we'll avoid the worst-case scenario. But today, investors saw it the other way around, a little concerned about what China retaliated. But this was to be expected. So I don't think this is going to get out of hand.
Well, the deepening rout in tech stocks sent U.S. shares tumbling at the start of second quarter, and the S&P 500 index closed Monday at the lowest level since early Feb. So which sectors are you betting on in the current uncertain and volatile trading environment?
Well, we still like technology, you know, for the long term. You know, cyclically, it's going to be weak here. I don't think the tech is going to break out of this regulatory crosshairs anytime soon. So when the regulators get involved and there's a lot of more scrutiny from Washington, this will take time to work through. But on a long-term basis, the cheaper the sector becomes, the more I want to buy and participate in it. We're also energy bulls. We like the financials. I like robotics. And we also like defense and cybersecurity firms. So with the downturn in the U.S. markets, even globally for that matter, this is a time when people should be buying, investors. If you've got like 2, 3, 4, 5-year horizon, this is a good time to be buying, not running.
An analyst from Bank of America says the market is right in the eye of the storm, and bond as well as gold charts show dark clouds ahead. So what's your investment strategy in light of this?
Well, be careful in the credit markets. I mean, the first thing is expect the volatility. I mean, that's an overused word, volatility, but it's come back with a vengeance after a very quiet 2017. But volatility is part of investing. So if volatility can be with us, then you have to be diversified, be careful in the credit markets, be the shorter durations, quality, avoid the high yield. We like the corporate grade bonds. Treasuries are looking more attractive here. So, you know, if we're moving into a more volatile period, higher interest rates, rising wages, you got to make sure you own the right companies that can weather any increase in wages, can push forward on automation, and can drive earnings. And I do think a big part of Q1 earnings is that we're going to see a lot more come through vis-a-vis share buybacks, dividends, and a boost in earnings because of the tax reform.
Speaking about earnings, I mean, nervous stock investors are hoping for a strong earnings season in the U.S. to restore some optimism into the equity market. So do you think corporate earnings will be strong in the positive bias?
I think they will be, but not only will they be strong, we remember the markets here, S&P is down 3% for the year, so the valuations look more attractive now. So if you've got attractive valuations, say, since the beginning of the year, we're looking forward 12 months forward earnings, and good earnings, better than expected, then I think we got a floor, we get a bounce from where we are today. It's going to be choppy, there's no doubt about that. The policy framework is still very much creating a lot of uncertainty, whether it's NAFTA, whether it's China, undocumented workers, you name it. But I think the valuations are more attractive, A, as we speak, and B, if you get good earnings, that's going to drive more money back into equities.
Speaking about the S&P 500, since 1950, that benchmark has posted an average 1.5% gain in April. And in the 9 out of the past 10 years, April has been a positive month for the index. So will it be the same this year? What do you think?
I mean, honestly, we do think it's going to be a positive for the month because once we get the good earnings momentum rolling along, that'll capture the headline. There'll be some big winners and losers, there's no doubt. I think the financials will do better because of the volatility, more trading, more M&A activity, definitely for sure. Energy should do better as well. The bump up in energy prices isn't fully reflected in the energy sector just yet. So In general, yes, because we're looking for a robust earnings backdrop based on where the attractive valuations are today, good global growth, U.S. growth. Yes, we're looking for a positive April.
Well, some numbers to watch out for this week includes U.S. Services Purchasing Managers Index and U.S. jobs data. So what's the market expectation for these data?
I'd say, you know, we're at elevated levels. So there's consumer confidence, CEO confidence, the PMI numbers. We're going to stay near the peaks. So we're going to stay near the peak levels. And that'll be a bigger issue for the markets to deal with, you know, later this year. As we look in 2019, you know, you're going to see kind of a leveling off of economic activity. But for employment numbers in general, no, I think there's going to be a strong number again in March, a bump up in wages, not dramatic. That kind of underlines and suggests and confirms that the U.S. economy is expanding by around that 3% growth rate, and that augurs for more Fed rate hikes, one or two from here, and a three-year yield on the Treasury. So we think we're going to be, the dip in the yield is temporary. So the key is continuation, higher level, at the peak levels of growth, and good employment numbers as well.
Let's turn to gold. It has gained over 3% this year. How do you expect gold prices to trend moving forward?
I think they will trend higher from here based on the fact that wages are rising. A lot of folks are looking for inflation to finally rear its ugly head, not to take down the markets, but just become more prevalent, more gain more traction globally. So I think gold has a good bid right here, but we wouldn't go crazy. I mean, I like cobalt. I like some of the lithium-related products related to electrical vehicles. Silver we like because it's an industrial use. So, you know, gold has had a nice bid. I think it'll grind higher, but I don't think it's going to be the top-performing asset this year. I think equities will do better once we settle down with the earnings outlook. And I like cobalt for the long-term, rare earth minerals. That's where you want to put some money to work because that's where a lot of underlying demand is. Gold is just a hedge against any worries or inflation. Where buy silver, cobalt, some lithium, you know, and others, that they're actually used by companies and by industries.
Thank you for your insights, Joe. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
We'll be back with more news and analysis. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.